From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush and union leaders used this Labor Day to talk about jobs, how to create them, and how to keep them. It's a debate that's expected to dominate the upcoming elections. And the president took his message to one of the most important electoral states, Ohio. Also in that state was John Sweeney, president of the AFL-CIO. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The White House is well aware that the economy, not the war on terrorism, will be issue number one for many voters this coming year. It's also aware that with 9 million Americans looking for work, President Bush has a big challenge ahead as he tries to convince voters that his economic policies will benefit them in the long run. Today, he addressed members of the International Union of Operating Engineers, who gathered in a rain-drenched field in Richfield, Ohio. The president said the economy is improving, but the employment picture could be better.
When somebody wants to work and can't find a job, it says we got a problem in America that we're going to deal with. We want everybody in this country working. We want people to be able to realize their personal dreams.
That's why, he says, he's pursued a policy of cutting taxes to stimulate an economy that's been battered by recession and fallout from the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The president said the recession at the beginning of his term would have been far worse without tax breaks pushed by his administration, and that an additional $350 billion tax cut enacted earlier this year should provide a much-needed boost.
When you got more money in your pocket, it means you're going to spend or save and invest. And when you spend and save or invest, somebody is going to produce a product for you to be able to spend your money on. When somebody produces a product, it's more likely somebody is going to be able to find a job.
But many labor leaders and their Democratic allies strongly disagree. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney was also in Ohio today for a picnic in Cincinnati. He called the Bush administration's tax cut policies catastrophic.
The president's economic policies are not working for working families in the United States. Favoring the rich and the corporations with tax policy is not stimulating the economy.
Sweeney said the administration should be doing more to help low and middle income workers directly, with increased spending on education and health care, among other things.
If he had a different tax policy, he could certainly be addressing the infrastructure concerns that we have all across the country.
But instead, Sweeney said, tax cuts have led to the biggest deficit in history, an estimated $480 billion next year. And that's limited the nation's ability to create new jobs. It's a theme being echoed by the Democratic presidential candidates, who are vying with each other for labor support. Democrats say they want tax cuts aimed at lower-income workers, small businesses, and manufacturers. Most of the 2.7 million jobs lost in the past 3 years have been in manufacturing, and important electoral states, such as Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, have been especially hard hit. Today, President Bush announced he was creating a new position in the Commerce Department, an assistant secretary for manufacturing, to help keep such jobs inside the United States. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.